This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Runk. All right, guys, what's up? It's congratulations, but also what I want to tell you, isn't that like a, what is this? That's like a devil thing, right? Great, people are going to go nuts that I opened the show with that. I got shows coming out in Richmond, Virginia, Baltimore, Maryland, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Chrislea.com, they are on sale now. And then I also am going to be in a bunch of different places. I will be in Ohio this week. So get your tickets, May 6th, Columbus, and May 7th, Cincinnati. Then Boise and Tucson, Pueblo, Colorado, and Colorado Springs. I think I'll be... yeah, I'll be in Cleveland also October 20th, so get those. Anyway, welcome to the episode, whatever it is, of Congratulations. Oi, 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 what's up? How's it going? We're doing it right. It's nice. And we're having a good time. Took my magic mind with my coffee today, and it's absolutely ripping. But I am being absolutely chill. Everything is all good. I woke up this morning. Well, actually, last night, this is actually hilarious. Last night, what is it now today? Today's, we're recording on Monday. So it's episode 313. Sunday night, I was with my buddy. We were hanging out at the house, and I go to take my trash out. Now, if you know your boy, he's got the trash can under the second level. It's on the driveway. So I pop out. Most of the shit that goes down in my house goes on the second level. First level, that's for suckers. It's just, you know, the garage and a little bit of an entryway. Second level, that's mostly where I reside. Third level, bedroom. Fourth level, helicopter pad, okay? So I am going to take the trash out because the trash is in the driveway, right? Because I keep my bins in the driveway. I go over to take the trash, drop it out the top, aim it right, never missed, let it go. As I let it go, ring goes, ooh-doo-doo. Ping, 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 in the trash can. Trash can is horribly full. This is very small. So this is obviously at the bottom, okay? Because it's just going to fucking, like one of those, what is it, those games? I mean, bad analogy. So it's 1 a.m. and I go like this. Charge it to the game. The day's already over. There's no way. It's cold. I got only underwear on. Like, I'm going to go sift through the trash now. All right. Not only is the diaper, not only is the, trash can full of also turd filled diapers from a 2 week old, right? Cause, William won't stop excreting. Oh, I mean, it's like, he excretes as much as daddy farts, okay? It's unbelievable. So there's so many diapers with shit in it, and it's full completely, all right? So I'm like, all right, you know what? Charge it to the game. Sometimes you just got to go like that. You know, when stuff happens and you just go, okay, all right, well, that is something that happened. I'm not ready to deal with that emotionally. That's the end of the day. Tomorrow, not only will the ring still be there because nobody's going to, sift through. No one knows the ring's there, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait till tomorrow because tomorrow I'm going to wake up. It's going to be sunshiny. I can see where I'm going. I'll get the right gloves. I'll get a thick, because I do it. I get the mask. I'm not going in. I'm going to puke, right? You ever smell trash? It's the worst. So So I wake up the next day, raining. Trash can's still open. So now, not only is it filled with shitty diapers and disgusting old, like, pizza boxes, it's like shit soup. Oh, I'm actually getting so nauseous even thinking about that. So it's like got pizza, old, you know, shitty diapers, just trash, and it's soup, and my ring is somewhere in the bottom. So I'm like, oh, I should have got it last night. But maybe I'll be able to, like, at least see better. So I go down. I get the gloves on. I get the mask on. My wife's like, you don't need the mask. I was like, I need the mask. Okay? I'm not putting my head in a trap. I don't even know how I'm going to do this yet. I'm getting it all set up. So I go down, take a piece of trash, take the trash I dumped last night, still in the bag, put it in another trash can. I got two trash cans. Absolutely, you know, got two trash cans. I was going to hit the Brinks button, but it's not up yet. That's great. Perfect. And I take another pizza. I take a pizza box out. Well, I said pizza. One time, a guy at a Mexican restaurant said, you want pizza? Mexican pizza? I was like, isn't pizza pizza in Spanish? Pizza. P-I-K-S-A. Or P-I-X-A. Cool. The sound plan isn't working. That's amazing. So nothing ever works in this podcast. That's fine, though. It's me. It's my thing. It's all good. Nothing is coming up. So that's great. Yes. So anyway, I'm going to have to reset it. Awesome. I can't reset it because we're going. All right. Well, you know what? No soundboards. It's not. You want me to give it to you? How do we do it? Whatever, dude. I'm knee deep in a story. So I go. I take a few things out of the thing. And then, dude, there's like a wheel well in the trash can because my I would also use the Brinks truck here because my trash can has wheels on it. I was going beep, beep, beep. But, of course, it's not coming up, so that's all good. It's a funny thing to brag about. But, my soundboard doesn't have my back, but it's all good. So I in the wheel well, it indents in on the trash can. My ring is sitting on the wheel well. I don't even have to turn my trash can over at all. I'm like, dude, this is absolutely fantastic. So I go to grab the ring, pick it up, awesome, look down, shit smeared all over my shirt because of the fucking edge. Hey, yes, dude. Oh, dude, he's got shit titties, right? Oh, wait, dude. Thought he fucking eked out of it. Oh, it just got me. Oh, it just got me, Odell. I got shit titties. Oh, it just got me. So that's how my day started. Yes, dude. All good. Can I actually reset my computer and will it be okay? Or will everything go to stop recording? I can do it. All right, cool. Well, then that's what we're going to do. Mute it? Mute what? So it doesn't go, gong. Yeah, dude. Because it would, wouldn't it? We do it. So that's cool. I got my ring and life didn't win, did it? I won. I won against life. That's bullshit. I get pissed off when that happens. My computer's resetting so I can get the thing. That's amazing. I need to buy my computer. My computer from 1994. I was watching this new TV show called like The Best Collectibles or whatever on Netflix, and it's this guy, and he just basically gets all the collectibles and runs a business and has an auction for his collectibles and knows a lot of private investors and shit. Private collectors, and he just his whole business is putting collectibles on auction. And one of the things was the first Mac computer. And it was really shitty. It didn't even have like a fucking case on it. Whatever. That's boring. But this is the shit that you get, dude, when my computer resets. So I got my ring back. And I felt bad, too. Because when I went to bed, I was like actually sad that my ring was in the trash. Because I was like, man, that sucks. It's like my wedding. That's my marriage. And like it's technically like in the trash right now. The ring, the thing that symbolizes it. And then I was like, I felt a little bit better because I was like, it wasn't the ring my wife got me actually on the day. She got me the gold one. This was the one that I got later, and it's fucking platinum, and that's very interesting. And everyone goes like this when I say that. When everyone's listening, they go like this. Oh, really? When I say that I'm probably the number one podcast where people go like this too. Oh, really? Out loud. That's how interesting I am. Oh, shit. No, you don't say? Like you're driving along your shit. You go like this. Huh. That's what you do when you listen to Congratulations. Fuck NPR. So, yeah. So, I feel good. And then, dude, Calvin reasoned with me for the first time today. It was fucking hilarious. We got a bunch of balloons because it was David Sullivan's birthday, and my wife is an absolute maniac when it comes to celebrating anything. And she if there's a way to spend money, she doesn't overspend, but if there's a way to spend money, a little bit of money, like if my wife can spend $30 on something, she's in. And what I mean by that is not as opposed to $400, as opposed to just not doing something. Like my wife will be like, oh, it's Tim's birthday? Let's get him stuff. And I'm like, is Tim your friend? No, Tim was the guy that you met twice in the park. Let's make him a pie. Come on, we're going to Ralph's. And I'm like, no, I don't want it. She's get in. And then she'll just, and it's $30. Everything is $30 that she wants to celebrate. And she's good. She's thrifty, but it's too many of the things that are happening. So we go to get balloons you know, I'm like, I'm going to go get coffee. I was like, babe, why don't you come with me? It's fun to get coffee. We'll take little Chillium. We'll take William. We'll take what's the Dillium. And we'll take Billy Boys, what Calvin's been calling him. It's very cute. And we'll take it. We'll put him in the car seat. That's the most annoying thing, is putting a baby in the car seat. It's really hard. A baby, not a toddler. A baby. It's like every time I put a baby in the car seat, my baby and my William, or whenever I put Calvin when he was a baby in the car seat, I'm like, oh, this is the last ride. He's just going to. Their chin's just, you know, and you're like, all right, I hope we make it to fucking, I hope we make it to the park. Because they can't be like, hey, fix it, right? You're just driving and they're just. So I buckle them up and let's go. And she's like, no. And she's like, you know what? Actually, let's go. We will go because I got to get stuff for David anyway. I have to spend $30. So, like, all right, what are we going to get? She's like, we're going to get balloons and we're going to get steaks because he's from Texas and he likes steak, and we're going to get steak and I'm going to make steak and I'm going to get balloons and I'm going to get cowboy-themed balloons. And I'm like, well, you're a fucking nut job. You're my angel, but hello, nut job, right? Hello, nut job, my wife. You spend $30 on cowboy balloons. Why do you do this at every chance you get? Why are you always spending $35? Let it go. I met the guy three times. He's a friend of a friend. We could use that $35 for Calvin. So anyway, we go. I'm like, cool. My wife's going to come with me to coffee. Awesome. My young man is going to come with me to coffee. Yes, I'm going to have William and I'm going to have Kristen, we're going to go to coffee. We're going to leave Calvin with the nanny. It's on, dude. Hell yeah, it's back, dude. It is back. We reset, and it was on mute, and I had to put it off mute in the middle because that's what OneFire decided that would be better when I turned the computer on, when I reset it, and I did it, and it was wrong because it cut out the Jeremy Renner sting in the middle of it. So, therefore, OneFire. Anyway, dude, it's all good. We go, we get the balloons, and it takes too long. Yes, dude. Yo, have you ever tried to get balloons? Don't. It takes too long. Worst game show. Yay. Hi, welcome to It Takes Too Long. Your wife's going to go get balloons today. How long are you going to take? Phil? Oh, 30 minutes? Oh, you're a fucking loser. How could you think it would be so little? Maybe for you, right? But your wife's got to go like this a lot. Oh, it took 42 minutes. And she's going to leave you with the baby in the car because she said it'll just take a second. Oh. So I'm staying in the car. She finally comes out. She goes, oh, no. She comes to my car. She says, hey, sorry. She goes in the car with no balloons. And she says, hey, sorry, I need your credit card. I left mine at home. Oh, shit, dude. Oh, but bring all the things. My wife is the least bringingest all the things chick in the world. And I understand she has to bring a lot of things, right? You got to bring diapers, you got to bring wet wipes, you got to bring both babies, you got to bring fucking your wallet too, and she didn't, and that's fine, whatever. So she brings out balloons. It's a cow balloon and a friggin' horse and different color balloons. So it's funny. It is funny. I'll give it to her. We put it in the back with the baby. Can't see behind me. Very dangerous with the baby. All good. Then we got to go to the grocery store and get meats. And that's all good. We go. I wait in the car again. She takes too long. Yay. And I get out of the car. I take the baby. I'm like, where is she? And I walk in. I'm holding the baby. And everyone's like, oh, my God, how old? And I'm like, I'm 43. Thank you. And I get there and she says, oh, my God, it's so cool to see you and the baby out together. Like and without even knowing it, like I saw it, it just melts my heart. And I was like, that's amazing. I'm still pissed because it's taking so long, but that's a very sweet thing to say. So we get in the car, we go home, and Calvin sees the balloons, and dude, he runs so fast to the balloons, and he says, oh my, and gets the balloons. He's playing with the balloons for a bunch. He's got, now they're all together in a sandbag, hanging out. We take one of the balloons off, and we put it on William's wrist. So he's just like sitting there holding the balloon and it's bopping up and down. Calvin knows now that you can separate the balloons. So he leaves the room for a little bit and he comes back and he reasoned with me for the first time ever. He comes up to me and he says, I want the cow one. I want the cow balloon. And I look at him because sometimes I just sit and I wait for him to finish the thought because it's so beautiful and so sweet to watch his brain work. He says, I want the cow balloon. And I waited and he said, it's so long. Like the reason was it's long. The string is long to the cow. And he was like, I mean, it's fine. It's so long. Wasn't even a good reason. But still, he tried. And for that, I cut it off and gave it to him. And then I had to change his diaper. I took the diaper off. As soon as I took it off, he took his finger, put it directly in his butt, and then put it directly in his nose. So I had the cow in a very high-pitched voice tell him that little boys shouldn't put their fingers in their butts. Your finger should never go in your butt. Your finger, at least if it goes into your butt, the last place it should go after that is in your nose. Yeah! Nice cow balloon. So anyway, dude, that's what's been up. I lost my ring and my son put his finger in his butt and then put it in his nose. Cool. So what else is going on? You know, it's like, we have a good time. We have a good time here. Congratulations. Like and subscribe. Leave a, comment for the algorithm. And subscribe, baby. They reinstated, what's his name? Her name. Amber Heard to play fucking Shamu or whatever the goddamn name is. I don't know. The fucking stupid Aquaman shits, you know? What's his name? Enrique Obama. What's his fucking name? The fucking guy who plays it? Jason Momoa. Enrique Obama. The worst name, dude. Enrique Obama. Jason Momoa, dude. Anyway, she's going to be in the Aquaman fucking too many, whatever the fucking new one is. Aquaman 4. Or however many. You know what? You could tell me that there's two Aquamans and you could be like, there's 11 Aquamans. And I would have the same reaction. I'd be like, yeah, probably. I don't know. I don't have a fucking clue. But she's going to be back as Aqua Woman or whatever the fucking She-Ra. I don't know. Whatever the hell she's going to be. Flipper. And, you know, that's crazy. That is so crazy to me. By the way, she should be Osiris or whatever the fuck her name is, right? I don't give a fuck, but it is crazy that they will just reinstate a woman. And if it's a dude, they're fucking out, dude. They're out. A guy could like bump into a lady and he's done. Forever, by the way. And when a chick is like lying about the shit, this world is mad, dude. And then I love how people are like, fine, they're not getting my $15. Like, who gives a shit? Cope. Dude, everybody does everything. You know? She's going to be fucking who she's going to be. She's obviously terrible. She's a terrible person because of all the bullshit. But also, we don't even really know what happened. Who the fuck knows? Who the relationship was probably toxic. Who the fuck knows? But she's back. She's back as the fucking lady in Aquaman. And that's what's up. So I guess they're going to cut me back in a fucking Army of the Dead now. Release the D'Elia cut, dude. Release the D'Elia cut, my baby.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This world is mad, dude. This world is mad. Mad world. Mad world. I was watching this thing on Hulu. The fucking Grand Wizard, Grand Knight, Nighthawk Wizard, or whatever the fuck, and the KKK. Dude, the KKK has the dorkiest names. Hey, Wizard. Hey, dude, you're a 45-year-old guy. Wizard, you know, and so cumbersome their outfits, like to, just like can't sit down, gotta move it a little bit to sit down, dude. The KKK. I want to join the KKK because I want to be like, guys, I don't know, man, I'm here for the, I'm gonna be the fucking and not to play devil's advocate, right? Well, yeah, truly the devil's advocate. Guys, maybe just regular advocate. I don't know if we should be doing all that. But yeah, so I watched this thing called like Grand Hawk Night Wizard. What the hell is it called? It's on Hulu. It's a KKK documentary. Grand Nighthawk. So fucking dorky, dude. Hi, I'm the Grand Nighthawk. Huh? What? Steve? That's so dorky. Dude, KKK will be like, oh, dude. Dragons and wizards, dork. So dorky. Like, my problem isn't the racism. My problem is, dude, call each other cooler shit. Call each other. I know, I understand you can't have you got to kind of go by pseudonyms, and you got to also, dude, just, I'm sorry, but wizard, dude. Call myself Wizard, my nizzard. What's up? Hey guys, I'm the Grand Wizard. I'm the Grand Wheezy, my Neezy. Here to cut this meeting. What's up with the blacks anyway? Sorry, I don't really have an outline today. But what's going on with the, it's API month or whatever? API, the fucking Stutter King, what's the fucking called? King Speech? Wow, I don't know anything anymore, dude. Straight up, I called Jason Momoa Enrique Obama. So, I watched this thing where this guy basically infiltrated the KKK. Also, Ku Klux Klan is dorky. Dude, the whole thing is so... Just call it Dungeons and Dragons for whites. So I'm watching this thing, and this guy, they get this guy who isn't, I don't even, he was like a military guy, and they get him to go undercover as a KKK guy. And he goes in, and he's like, you got to stake it out and see what's going on. If they're going to like do anything fucked up, let us know. Turns out that in the 80s or 90s, he tried to do this already. And he was undercover in the KKK guy with the KKK guys for the FBI, and he told his wife about it, and they ceased it. Mission went. They're like, we're done. Your wife knows. You can't do it. And it was like, wow, they don't fuck around, and that's dope, right? It's compromised. It's compromised, dude. How badly do you want to say that if you're in the fuck? You know what? It's compromised. That makes you feel like a real man. It's compromised. Anytime you could say it's compromised as a man, you got to say it's compromised, dude. The milk's compromised, man. A little drop of water got in it. Shit, man. We left the cheese out for, it was 5 hours. It's compromised, man. It's sweaty. Is the cheese sweaty? It's compromised. You put your finger in your butt, you can't put it in your nose. Your nose is compromised. Let's get, come on. So, so this guy gets a second chance at going undercover to the KKK, which is like the craziest second chance. Like, redemption is always about a second chance. But this guy's second chance was, hey, I fucked up in my mission going undercover to the FBI, undercover to the KKK. And 20 years later, I get my second chance to go undercover to the KKK, which is, wow. This is like, so I'm in, okay? Guy is from Jacksonville, looks totally normal, and is white, like the number one guy that could be from, this is why they picked the guy, because they were like, it's him, look at him. He's from Jacksonville, and he's a fucking, they want military guys. Like, the KKK gets so, like, jizz-tastic over guys who have actual skills, because a lot of them, losers, you know? And I don't mean this as, like, I'm not hating on any group, dude, even though kind of that's their thing. But a lot of KKK guys are, like, they live at their mom's place because this is where they find a lot of people in any groups, really. If you're part of any group, pretty much, the jury's out on you, right? Don't ever be a part of a group. And don't ever volunteer for anything. That's what my grandfather said. I'm going to get that tattooed across my back. Don't ever volunteer for anything. So, so he goes undercover again. And the guys are just like, a year in, they're like, they were these prison guards. And a guy, one of the prison guards blew smoke into the inmate's face. The inmate said, please don't. His black inmate. He said, please don't. And he kept doing it. And the inmate punched him in the face and bit him. Provoked the inmate, right? Now, whatever. Both in the wrong, of course. But don't be blowing smoke on my face. You blow smoke on my face, man. That's the last face you're going to blow smoke in. Okay? And that's Chris D'Elia who said it. So you can imagine a guy that this inmate was in. And so this happened. And then he got out of jail. He's paid his time, did his time, got out of jail. And then the prison cops were like, dude, we got to kill this motherfucker, right? So the three prison cops were white guys in the KKK. So they asked this guy who's undercover, hey, dude, this guy, he bit me and now he's out. He fought me and now he's out and we got to get him. And the guy says, the undercover guy says, you want me to give him a stern talking to? And he says, no. And he says, you want me to beat him up a little? And he says, no. And he says, you want me to put him 6 feet deep? And he says, uh-huh. And the guy goes and tells the FBI, they wire him up. Dude, he wears a wire for 9 years, dude. Imagine wearing a wire once. Dude, if I wore a wire once around bad guys, you know what kind of audio you're getting? This is the audio you're getting. Did you piss yourself? Why does it smell like shit in here? You look bad, Chris. Why are you so white? I know you're usually really white, but now you're really, really white. Did you piss and shit? I don't know. I must have ate something. Dude, I would have eaten so many things. And then guys, I must have ate something. Sorry. Why are you sweating? So for 9 years, this guy, you got to be a sociopath. Right? To do this. I want to be undercover so bad, dude. But like, I couldn't do it with KKK shit. I'd have to go and like pretend I was a target worker. And people would keep being like, are you Chris D'Elia? And I'd be like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I have to go put toilet paper in the aisles. I will be in toy section. So he had to walk. Dude, it was crazy what they have to do, dude. They have to go. They faked the guy's death. That's what they do when you hire someone to kill someone. They fake the death. They take a picture, and then you take the picture as the undercover guy to the guys who asked for it to be done. And then you say, hey, look, did it. And then you got to be like, is this what you wanted? And then these idiots are like, hell yeah. And the guy, one of the guys got 4 years, dude. And the other two got like 12 years. That's not enough. So now the guy's fucking, the undercover guy switched his name and left town and made this documentary because it's on Hulu. And he was like, I made this documentary because I keep getting calls from the KKK. They know where I am anyway. So I want the world to know my truth. This way, if I die, you know how it happened. Dude, and I'm just like, you're so different than me. You actually do shit. Me? I'm comedian. Me? I'm podcaster. Me? I'm just a guy. You know what I did today? Dug through the trash to get my ring. Okay? Know what I did? Got frustrated because my wife was in the balloon store for too long. Oh, you went undercover to the KKK? Oh, you better than me. It's all good. My day's coming, dude. I could be a fucking marine biologist one day. I could save dolphins. Anyway, it's called the Grand Dork Wizard fucking Dragon or whatever the hell it's called. I don't know anymore, man. I don't know anymore. Where's that fucking thing I was looking at? I'm pissed. Oh, that's not it. That's not it. So that's great. No, what is this shit? Stick with me, guys. Oh, you just got me. You just got me. Dude, the Met Gala, did it already happen or is it happening again? It's happening right now. All right, so it will have happened. So it's dorky. How about that? And I guess, who's Ice Spice? That's going to be the person I don't know who it is. And I'm not, don't ever tell me. That's going to be the thing. I don't want to know who it is. I want to be the old guy who's like, I don't know that person, and I'm never going to know that person. You ever get pissed off when somebody tells you who someone is, and you're like, I shouldn't have known who the fuck that was. That's who Ice Spice is. Ice Spice. The Met Gala is, Doja Cat. Doja Cat debuts at the Met Gala in Chapeau Drag. Is it drag? Yeah, she's not really in drag. She's more of just a cat. You know? Hey, you're not... It's not drag when you're just a cat, okay? I love how they have to be like, if you are bi or non-binary, you got to be like, yo, whew, this person is sexy as fuck. Like, legit. You cannot say somebody who's non-binary is not good looking. You have to. Otherwise, you'll just get a fucking... Oh, there's Sydney Sweeney. Hey, Sydney Sweeney. Sup? Margot Robbie. Take... Okay. Hey, Margot Robbie. Sup? Ashley Graham. Whoa, it looks like she's floating on that. That's crazy. And then there's always somebody that I don't know who they are. Here we go. These are the people I don't know. Could you imagine being at the Met Gala and you're, oh, this guy, dude. Moss family? Who are, oh, the Kate Moss? And then, dude, could you imagine being at the Met Gala? Imagine, dude, imagine being at the Met Gala and you're some guy that you think that maybe, like, nobody, like, you know, you got to be next to, like, Michael B. Jordan. And you're just like, like you're the fucking second lead on the fucking NCIS or some shit. And you got a ticket for $30,000 because you've been on the show for 10 years and you're like, I can afford it. And you're just the guy who goes like this every episode. You know what? I'm way ahead of you. Got him. Located. And you just show up with like a fucking dick on your forehead and you're like, is this it? Is this what it is? So Doja Cat is a cat. Man, if I ever go to the fucking Met Gala Awards or whatever the fuck it's called, well, I would never will, but I'm going straight up fucking nude. Oh, sorry, I didn't understand the assignment. Oh, you're going to step on my dick. So yeah, all this shit is just like the fucking. You know what? For every celebs, they're just like us. There's this shit. Oh, this girl looks fucking dope as shit. This is cultural appropriation. I just want to go in the stands and just keep yelling out. That's cultural appropriation. Here's a. This is a thing that Jared Leto is doing. He is a fucking cat. He took the Doja Cat. I mean, this guy's just going to have the furry community up in arms. He's a whole cat. This outfit, this costume, literally $750,000, you know? I mean, he's a cat with like great eyes, a large cat. I don't understand anymore. I'm just like done. Thank God now is the time I can be old.
Hey, how you doing today?
Grateful. And
what's
you?
Fine. What's your name? Where are you from?
Pharrell.
My name is Pharrell Williams. I'm from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Absolutely.
Dude, Pharrell always has the worst glasses on. It's like unbelievable. They're like he'll be wearing like little condom rings with twisty ties attached to him. And he's just like, you look bad.
VA is definitely in the house. Stop playing with him. Mm-hmm. Pharrell, we see you. Look, can you describe your fit for us today?
Oh, it's that thing. Oh. Human race hoodie.
Okay.
How much has Pharrell had sex with seven women?
From Italy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he says stuff like, I don't like when it's too wet down there.
Celine.
I'd rather it be dry a little bit, honestly.
Celine on the denim.
Human race moms.
Okay. Clean.
Cactus socks.
Damn. You see the accessories.
Doodles hat.
Uh-huh.
Doodles.
The shit.
The Tiffany watchers.
Oh, my God. The watchers,
they're not glasses.
You know?
They call watchers.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Boy talking.
A little boy vomited on my hat.
All the Tiffany.
Tiffany accessories.
Oh.
You
I mean,
know God is.
I mean the guy, dude.
God is great.
God is.
Yes, absolutely. You give anybody a styling tip, what would it be?
Wait.
Okay, sorry about that.
Wow, he looks truly awful, you know?
Woo!
He looks just
for
truly
real.
Atrocious.
This is for real.
Oh, if you had your friends over and you're like, my friend's coming in, he dressed up, but you'd be like, oh no, this fucking guy.
Okay. Okay, you give anybody a styling tip, what would it be?
Transported into the future to save
Celebrate
the world.
Celebrate you.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Do
good.
You. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
What makes you feel happy?
That's good.
Part of like what you're wearing is also your energy, your vibration.
There you go. I do not like when people start talking about vibrations, dude. When the second people talk about vibrations, I am for real out. When people talk about low versus high vibrations, I go, oh, you know what, dude? This has actually been really great. I'm going to bounce because you don't want me to start hating.
Okay.
It's like when people just buy things and put it on, you can tell what they really feel in their heart versus what their mind told them was going to get the look.
Damn. Guy gets so... the guy, dude. Damn. You could tell when people buy things and just put them on versus, you know, buying them because they really feel that. Damn, dude. The two biggest idiots that have ever spoken to each other.
Dude. Just feel that. You can sense that.
Yes.
That's a feeling.
Yes.
Just be you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, last but not least, like, you know, you got to think about others, bro.
Uh-huh.
I mean, do you and think about, last but not, gave one example and then said last but not least. The guy is on another planet. A planet that fucking is not even out yet. But he's cool. I think, you know, he's cool. I'm obviously jokes, dude. No hate. The guy's fucking... This guy's a cool dude. But also, the Watchers. This couple getting married. She puts cake in his face. Oh, I mean, just assaulted her. Straight up. Oh, that's fine. Just straight up assaulted her. Cut it. Put a cake in his face. Cute as shit. It's so insane. Oh, hit her, dude. I mean, you know, just smashed her, broke her nose. doesn't give a fuck. Well, wow. Oh, fuck. There was a guy. I love this guy on, I love this guy, Ass Pizza, who does the fucking, names are crazy, huh? I saw Ass Pizza. He's a designer. He did, I think he got his big break with Kanye's merch, doing Kanye's merch. His name's Ass Pizza, and he's a designer. And so I saw him once at this place where I was walking by, and we both were like, "Hey, what's up?" "Oh, hey, what's up?" I was like, I like your shit." And he was like, "Yeah, I like your shit," or whatever the fuck, I don't remember. And anyway, he's a designer. He makes cool jackets and shit. And this guy, this is hilarious. I love this guy for this. But this is what he says.
"Guys, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. No one else is going to frickin' tell you because they are fucking liars."
Said frickin' and then fucking.
"Any kid with a brand wondering, oh, where do I get blanks to print on? Oh, no, it's so expensive. Oh, no, no. These jeans right here, I've been printing on these jeans my whole life. Don't tell anyone this. All these jeans here, directly from Walmart. Look, buy all the jeans, $13 a pair. Print on them, we replace the button, sew the tag up. I've gotten a lot of my stuff at Walmart, stuff like that. Guys, it's easy as that. All these other brands are fucking scamming you. I'm gonna tell you the truth, my jeans, they're Walmart jeans. Yeah, so what, doesn't matter. These other brands, they pay 2 cents for a thing and charge you $79 million.
Such a markup.
Don't worry, guys, we're gonna pick it up. I love Walmart. I'm not with that haha shit. Come in here, destroy the store. No, respect people and respect others. Someone gotta clean this shit up, I'm gonna pick it up. I'll be seeing them TikToks getting me tight. Fuck you."
Yeah, nice. Dude, it's so good because people are so mad because they feel like they got ripped off. And it's like, hey, babes, capitalism. And I don't say this a lot, but hey, capitalism's my baby. This is what everyone does. And you're mad because, and then they say, because he charges $220 for the jeans. And it's like, but he's the artist. Dude, he prints his art on the jeans. You buy them for $220. That's the way it goes, dude. Hey, capitalism, my babies. Dude, and now I want to do it. What he did, that's awesome. I want to do it. So basically, just because I saw that, I'm a jeans artist now. I think that's great, man. Just fucking getting jeans from Walmart and sticking a fucking Hardy star on it and just selling them for $220. Hey, dude, he tricked you. Everybody's tricking everybody. You think that fucking bags cost $800? You think bags cost $9,000? No, they don't. They tricked you. It's a brand name. Dude, I have a brand. Speaking of which, we got new fucking merch. It's awesome. It's fucking grow or die merch. You get it off the back of the fucking shoulders. It's absolutely ill, dude. Oh, dude, everyone's starting the back of the fucking shit with the letters. They all started in. They all started here where the shoulder starts, dude. That's absolutely fucking hilarious. I'm a little different than your neighbors, okay? I started over here, dude. I started further over on the fucking shoulder, man. I started on the delt. The gross shit starts and it goes all the way over to the other side on this delt. So when people say, "Is it on the back?" I just go like this. yes, but that's not where it starts. I'm a little different than your neighbors. And so now you can go and you get the hoodie and rep that shit, dude. Because if you're not growing, you're dying. I also have it regular where it's on the front and there's the wilted flower. But either way, dude, you're popping. You put this shit on, you're popping. I wear it out. People go, "Where did you get that?" And I go like this. Get it? I made it. So that's what's up, man. And you can get them there, chrislea.com. It's ill. Go get it and then wear it on tour. Come see me on tour. But it's all good, dude. And I talk about it. And I talk about it. And that's the commercial, I suppose, even though it's not, because it's me. Dude, this is apparently the LA Philharmonic, right? LA Philharmonic. I always thought that was a weird saying. Thing to say, but during Czech Gorski. How do you say it? Tchaikovsky. Oh, well, that's an R. Tchaikovsky, right. I know Tchaikovsky. I get it. Fifth Symphony. Wow, can't even say symphony. At the LA Philharmonic. I mean, these words. During Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony at the LA Philharmonic last night, apparently a woman had a full body orgasm just from the music. It was recorded. I wish there was video of this. I mean, I would be laughing so hard. So let's hear this. A woman had an orgasm because of music, which, by the way, do you believe in that shit? I know some people say you can have, like, I know, like, you know, they say you can slow your heart rate down to where the EKGs don't even read it. Well, like James Bond did it once, you know, and it would just go boop, you flatline. But really, he was just put himself under for a little bit because he was so good at it. And then when the bad guys weren't looking, he made his heart start pumping again and then kicked the shit out of all the bad guys. That happened in a James Bond movie, so you know it's true. But can you have an orgasm just by chilling? I want to know. And she also waited for the greatest moment where it was just, I mean, wow, that's a woman. It sounds like a guy. That's how you know she was really like, when a woman sounds like a guy, oh God, that's a woman. When a woman's just like, oh God, like a Will Ferrell character, oh my God. That's when you know that bean was smashed, dude. So she was just sitting, listening to music. Yeah, but she was probably sitting on her bean a little bit, right? Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell, dude. Ah! That's right, dude. If I was... if that was my date, dude, this is what you would hear if it was me. My date. This is what you hear if it was Kristen. Right here. That's what you'd hear. That's right. That's what you'd hear, dude. Right there. I'd lay it down. That's me, dude. Right there. Watch. Yup, and I ain't even touching her. That's me, dude. It's my check right there. That's it. That's me, dude. That's me right there. Fucking got it like that. Wow, man. Also, the fact that the music brought her to orgasm and it was that song, you know, not even... Just like la da 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 la da 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 da, like just elevator music straight up. Wow, the LA Philharmonic fucking sucks, you know? It's so uncomfortable there too, and you got to listen to fucking grown men with big ass instruments, dude. The fact that instruments are so big, some of them, you know, like the oboe and the bass and shit, just so big. Like, make them smaller. It's 2023. You still got to carry around a big ass bass and just like bam, 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 bam. You use your fingers, asshole. Bam, 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 bam. Playing the Seinfeld music, but then boom, 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 boom. Ah! Sorry, dude, I love that song. That's right, that's me. That's my bitch. Yo. Somebody said, that's a crazy flex. He'd been there for 130 years, and Tchaikovsky's still satisfying the ladies. It's right, man. That's me. That's what I can do if I want. Wow, I can't believe that. That's amazing, dude. Oh, God. Pedro Pascal arrived in fucking, what's it called? What annoying fucking shirt is he going to be wearing? God, he's going to wear like airplane wings or some shit. Here we go. Here he is. Here he is. There he is. There he is. Wow, such a fast clip. I love it. Four people. Wow. Just a streaker. A streaker. He's dressed like a fucking, honestly... He's dressed like a streaker in Dick Tracy. He's dressed like a streaker in Dick Tracy. Okay. There you go, Pedro Pascal. Slicked hair, slick back. Just fucking gaze the day is long. And that's fine. I love gays. I wish I was. I don't know if he is or not. I'm just joking. But, I mean, pretty much everyone's gay if you go in the gay. Met Gala, you're gay for at least then. Let's do some of these. Let's do some misconnections here. Emily Deschanel, Santa Monica. Huh? I mean, just airing it out, dude. That's the subject. Airing it out. Hey, this one's for Emily Deschanel. Well, sorry, we fucking exposed. We doxed her. You're beautiful, intelligent, with a great personality. Your compassion knows no bounds. Your passion for the causes you believe in is admirable. You use Twitter to draw attention to the problems that plague society. You are the best and the perfect woman. I mean, Jesus, dude. Is she going to check it? Oh, she's an actress? Oh, she's fucking, yeah, the one from, Jesus, dude. Guy goes, hey, man, just tweet her, you know? She's the one in Bones. God, you're so good in Bones. Speaking of Bones, I'd love to take my bone. Weird thing to put on Misconnections, you know? Imagine Emily Deschanel just scrolling through Misconnections like, oh, shit, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Guy from Bones, come here. Look at this. Is this fucking name, that guy? How's that guy that famous for so long? That famous, you know? How did he not get more famous than he is? That's what I want to know. The guy did one fucking movie about fishing and then did Bones, and then that was it, dude. He did one movie about fishing with Brad Pitt in it, Somewhere the Fucking Night Is, or whatever the hell it's called. What the hell is it called? Another fucking One Bites of Dust? What the hell that's called? The First Guy Next Door? What the fuck is that? A River Runs Through It. Got it without any help, dude. A River Runs Through It, dude. And did that movie and then did Bones for 47 years. Did Bones, dude, what? Andres Baranis? Michael Borlianis? Michael Corleonis? Andreas Bocelli? David Boreanaz? Fuck yeah, I was so close. How much? No? Mixing him up with the fucking other guy who didn't get famous from River Runs Through It. No, what's he in? Best of the Best. He's in Best of the Best? I thought that was David Boreanaz for this whole fucking time. Holy shit. It's the same guy, dude. They were separated at birth. How is David Boreanaz that famous, though, for real? How did he not get... Then he did some show called SWAT or some shit. David Boreanaz, dude. How much does David Boreanaz cheat without discretion? And his wife caught him and he goes like this. He says, they want me. What? Like literally said, what? And she's like, you can't do that. He literally went. He literally said, what? They want me. And thought that that would be the end of it. Thought she would be like, oh, okay. All right, here we go. Younger seeks male role model. Not really used to having an older male figure like a father role model. Wait, hold on. Not really used to having an older male figure like a father role model. So giving this a shot. Younger guy here looking for a good sense of discipline and direction in life and to get better. Maybe even go for a run and here's where it takes a turn or wrestle.
That's creepy. Tell me more about that.
Dude, you know? Not really used to, look, hey, man, just at a dinner party. You know what, dude? You know what I'm into, man? I'm not really used to having an older male figure like a father role model in my life, so I'm giving this a shot, man. You know, I'm just like a young guy. I'm kind of looking for a good sense of discipline, direction in life, get better, you know, maybe even go for a run or, you know what, wrestle.
That's creepy. Tell me more about that.
Anyway, will you pass the, here we go. Smooth bottom piece of the puzzle. Montebello. This is written in like a haiku form. Hello. So please don't waste my time. I'm looking for a puzzle piece. Smooth bottom kind. Oh, wow. It is a haiku. I'm looking for CDs will also do. What, bro? I can't travel, but I can host you at night. Serious inquiries only. Send pic of Sirius. Send pic of Sirius, dude. Maybe he means if serious. Hello. So, hey, guy. Proofread it. Hello. So please don't waste my time. I'm looking for a puzzle piece. Smooth bottom. I like how they tried to rhyme in for two times and then that's it. I'm looking for CDs will also do. Wow, the guy. Wow. That was a good one. What is wrong with everyone, you know? Wow, this is a good one. Just left your yard sale, Derek. Uptown Whittier, subject. Yes, it should fit. I could stop by when the coast is clear and see if your hose is a go. Short and sweet. We know what it's all about. Obviously, they had a conversation there. Yeah, it could fit. Unreal. All right, well, dude, you know what? That's it for this week's episode. Thank you very much. You guys are great. I got the new dates up, chrislea.com. Go there to get tickets. Get the new Grower Dye merch. Don't forget. And also, dude, it will be really dope if you left a comment in the algorithm. If you left a comment under and subscribes and all this. That's it for the YouTube episode. If you want to watch the raw, uncut, the unedited version, and it's a doozy today. On Patreon, go over to patreon.com/chrisdalia, and you can get that and all of the, and every episode, every month we have an extra episode only on Patreon that's exclusive to Patreon. You get involved with that when you get on the Patreon, and we've done about 27 of them or so. So if you go get the Patreon now, you can have access to all the backlog Patreon only episode, and that's for only $6. So patreon.com/chrisdalia. Thank you very much for listening. You beautiful.